KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Finance MEC says King Mrs. Zulu Kazwelithini supports plans for the Zulu royal family to enter the beef export market to become financially independent. The King met with Francois Rogers in Durban over the weekend to explore ways for the family and small-scale farmers to boost revenue. The provincial government this year cut the royal budget by 2 million rand due to financial constraints. Rogers says the province will benefit from the move.
Some study work has been done looking at a beef production plant. This will now, early in the new year, be unpacked with His Majesty the King. And then we will identify partners that we can bring on board to form a public-private partnership with the royal household.
Rogers says they're also pushing to form partnerships with the Zulu and British royal families to boost tourism.
The other discussion on the table was around tourism and forming some bilateral arrangement and agreement and project with the British monarch, identifying projects of historical importance that can be marketed and developed to further encourage tourism.
Police say 14 illegal miners are in custody after they resurfaced from an abandoned mine in Stilfontein in the northwest. Despite reports that the miners are trapped underground, it's understood that some are refusing to surface, fearing they'll be arrested. SAP spokesperson Atlinde Mate says those who came out of the mine last night are Mozambican.
These illegal miners were interviewed. They do confirm what we've been saying, that they are heavily armed illegal miners down there. It just goes to show that our intelligence is at work. They do tell us as well that the food and water that have been sent down were confiscated by these heavily armed men, and they are not giving it to these illegal miners. They're keeping it for themselves because they want to continue with their illegal mining operations.
A 14-year-old boy is among those arrested. Now in KZN, Amajuba officials say urgent action is needed to deal with the exploitation of foreign nationals for cheap labor. A group of more than 200 undocumented migrants were snapped at four textile factories owned by Chinese entities in Newcastle last week. At least 260 undocumented foreign nationals are due to face charges in a Newcastle court today. District Municipal Mayor Ndabuko Zulu has called for stricter enforcement of labor laws.
The whole gist of these companies employing foreign nationals, it's because they know that they don't have any rights, they cannot complain to the Department of Labor and so forth. So they're being used basically as cheap labor.
A British man fighting for Ukraine has reportedly been captured by Russian forces. In a widely circulated video, he says his name and said he applied for the role after losing his job in the UK. The government says it's supporting his family following reports of his detention. And finally, we'll get to see Miss South Africa, Mia Le Roux's designer wear for the Miss Universe pageant. Mia will debut her national costume and evening gowns at Cape Town Fashion Week. She was forced to withdraw from the 73rd pageant in Mexico earlier this month due to severe vertigo. Mia says countless hours of work went into these one-of-a-kind, magnificent pieces, and she cannot wait to showcase them. Cape Town Fashion Week is happening at Kenilworth Racecourse this weekend. We've got a high of 31 degrees in Durban today. Richards Bay and Maritzburg 38. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Peter Steptoe, he's been named World Player of the Year. We'll also find out what the fans had to say after the biggest upset in South African football this weekend. And the Hammers face the Magpies tonight in Monday Night Football action.